On this, our feast day today, the feast day of divine mercy, it is our privilege to have the celebration of the sacrament of confirmation. The candidates to be confirmed are from this parish of divine mercy, from the cathedral parish of Christ the King, and from St. Joseph, Etawah Parish. And so, firstly, in the ceremony today, I ask the candidates who are to be confirmed to stand and to be presented to our celebrant Father, Very Reverend Father Charles Tembo. And so, in their places, I ask the candidates to be confirmed to please stand. And also their sponsors to stand along with them. And I invite our celebrant to preach for us today on the feast day of Divine Mercy.
A very special greeting from the Apostolic Administrator of Ndola Diocese, His Grace the Archbishop, Dr. Alec Banda. He sends his greetings to you all and is wishing you a happy feast day. Today is a big day in the parish as we celebrate our own feast day, a second Sunday in the Easter season. It is a special day for all of us because in the Eucharistic celebration we are to encounter Jesus who is there to give us the gift of peace. And so let us offer to each other the sign of peace. Mwalabe bako, good morning, peace be with you. We are fully aware that one of the undeniable facts of life is that it has challenges. That I'm sure I know you know, that life as it is full of challenges. And these challenges could be so numerous, you can't mention, you can't finish counting the challenges of life. That is one fact of life, that it has challenges. And these challenges are quite many. And how we approach these challenges differ. That is the second fact of life, that we approach these challenges of life differently. What happened on Good Friday was a big challenge to the disciples of Jesus. A big challenge to humanity. It brought in fear. It brought in distress. And so they scampered in all directions. Each one went his own way. The two disciples, as you read the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, they were at the point of giving up. They were on their way to Emmaus, frustrated, and indeed at the point of losing everything. As they said, we were hoping that he's the one who was going to restore Israel, the one who was going to restore peace. And this is now a third day since he was killed. And so they were going back to Emmaus. As you know, that old habits die hard. They were going back to their old way of living. They were fishermen. And so they opted to go back to their old trade. They were going to embark on fishing. Thomas, as we hear in the Gospel of today, he withdrew. And so he lived a life of withdrawal from the rest of the community. Instead of living a life of fellowship, he chose to withdraw from others. And he too went his own way. A very pessimistic character, a very doubtful character, a character that doubted everyone. He doubted the two women, and he opposed the 11 disciples, rather the 10 disciples. He literally went against the rest. He opposed everyone. Very pessimistic. Looking at the character of Thomas, you find it so clearly in the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 6. When Jesus got the news about the illness of Lazarus, he told the friends, that let us go along with him so that we can die with him. He had lost hope. Very pessimistic. He doubted everyone and he withdrew. And even on the day when Jesus appeared, he was absent. A very absent character. A very doubtful character. A character that lived in withdrawal. He literally withdrew. My brothers and sisters in Christ, as we contemplate challenges of life, we can name them. All of us have been affected by a loss of dear ones. It could be the loss of a spouse, the loss of a child, the loss of a friend, the loss of an individual we loved. It is a challenge of life. Some of us might have lost employment before. It is a challenge of life. Some of us might have been disappointed before. It is a challenge of life. Some of us might have lived in want for so long. It is a challenge of life. These challenges are too real. And we cannot deny the fact that these challenges are there and we cannot stop them. But what differs about these challenges is how we approach these challenges. Mweva Christian vanandi mweva fyashe tureyanda kutira muwi wesu ngakuri chimoto taikuti tubutuke machushi na mafia ayesa muwi wesu amafia na machushi muwi wesu yalesa imisango ne misango limotula lusefi busa limotula lusaba temwikwa limotula lusane mirimo kumo limotula pita mumesho aya kutukana nokutusula. Lema tulapita mufia kosa emisango ne misango. Ayonse machushi na mafia ya bumi. Ayesa pakatikesu. Erote kutitu ya butuke na kalia. Ukubutuka mafia. Chimono kubutuka ichi nshingwa chobe. Can you run away from your own shadow? The more you run, the more it will follow you. If you run at 60 kilometers per hour, even the shadow run at 60 kilometers per hour. The same pace you run is the same problem that you run and catch up with you. And so you cannot run away from problems of life. Atekutukutuke a mafia ya mumi na kalia. Namba ichipusanyako ku mafia, musango tusenderamo a mafia. Echipusanyako. Bamwe abantu batira nga bakwata obwafia, wakula. Batira kanje nwine potutato. And then they would go to spend a little bit, a partial overnight thinking ngabawela midnight mukunwa lembya mafya nshiya chepelelako ngabanu wako tubiri tutatu tolostondo au mkwaiba muna kutalimba mafya yala bala ya chimfya. Some people don't even take beer at all in the pursuit of fighting these challenges of life, but rather they become like Jeremiah, perpetual complainants. There are people who would complain from morning to evening, even in the dreams they are complaining because challenges are there to stay. There are people who even speak at night whilst sleeping, thinking and talking about the problems of life. Some people, even on the bus, you would know that this person has a problem at home. They would not deny the fact that they have challenges, and so they would share openly with everyone. They are so generous with information. They would give it freely. That's how some people respond to their challenges of life. Others, they would choose to quit and live indoors. There are people who, once they get upset, they would not stay in the company of the rest. They would rather withdraw, go into their room and sleep. But for how long could they sleep? Only God knows. Others, they simply choose to go and take a long stretch of walk, like the two disciples I referred to. Whereas the other disciples were locked up in the upper room, in the cenacle, they chose to live indoors. Others, they chose to complain. They became like Jeremiah, the perpetual complainant. The issue is not about Thomas. The issue is not about Peter. The issue is not about the 12. The issue is about you and I. How do we respond to our own challenges, our own fears, and our own obstacles? Have you sat down to analyze and see how you respond to the fears of life? When you are upset, what do you do? When you have lost in life, what is your reaction? When you pass through some stress, how do you react? It is always good to know yourself. It is always good to understand yourself. It is always good, and it pays to appreciate yourself and know how you react in different given situations and challenges of life. How do you react to these challenges? It could be your business is not doing fine. Your business is at the verge of collapsing. It is a challenge of life. How do you respond to that challenge of life? We have to think of how these challenges impact on us and how we are to respond to them and how we react to these challenges of life, because it is a reality of life which we cannot deny. And so the gospel of today, Jesus Christ appears to the disciples with only one word. He says, "Peace be with you." Why has Jesus greeted the disciples with the gift of peace? Why is he giving them this gift, the most precious gift to humanity, the gift of peace? "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you." He gives us the gift of peace. That Jesus Christ comes to meet us at the point of our own need, at the point of our own frustrations, at the point of our own challenges. He comes with the gift of peace. And so today, he is telling to all of us that peace be with you. Whatever you are going through, have peace, be calm. Tell your neighbor, "Have peace and be calm." Whatever you may be going through in life, The most critical thing, the most critical component of life that we need is the gift of peace. And so just Christ is saying, peace be with you. Peace is a rare commodity, so necessary, so fundamental for anything that we need in life. We need the gift of peace. Whether we are going through frustrations of every kind, we need the gift of peace. The amafia ngaya twishiramu weso, amafia ayesa imisango ne misango, amafia ayesa mkutupisha amaka, amafia ayaturetero mwenso, ayaturetero mkukwa, ngaya tiese mbu wesu chibe firiro, chibe kubulisha imirimo, chibe kusapula. St. Paul would be very categorical. Chinshi ngamfumia kusuma wakwa resa, ushe kusapula, kutukwa, kwendo wamba, atifionsa nangfingesa, and so just comes with only one word, peace be with you. Ichibote chibenenu. Ebu pe Kristu alepela abasole. Chinshi Yesu Kristu alepela abasole ububupe. Pantu na ishwokutila balino mwenso. Pantu na ishwokutila, they betrayed him. He knows very well that it is a group of people, a bunch of people that deserted him, that ran away from him, indeed that betrayed him. And so he knows they are weak, very vulnerable, and very fragile. He comes as a master of peace. He comes to meet them at their point of need. He comes not to condemn them. He comes not to bring fear in them, nor castigate them. Kristu amunekela kubasole. Amunekela kubasole, abamubutuike. Amunekela kubasole, abamulengere kutila, nabamuipaishe. Babe nabalengere kutila, abamuikate, ebo amunekelako. Put yourselves in the shoes of Jesus, that it is you who is resurrected. And now you have seen Peter face to face. What would be your reaction to Peter? And knowing for sure that he ran away from you when you needed him most. Dali no wale mukabila. Dali no wale kabila fibuso kuba by your side. Namba mufpango utia nuwe ushukuike, nuwe Yesu Kristu waba monekela. Wa monekela pete lo wakubutuike. Lish winshi wala badila po kubeba. Ramadini tulaboru ntunga nesho kuike. Kuti kwa boku bashini na tefini. Kuti kwa boku bashoba. Kuti kwa boku ilango lukula. Kuti mwachila fefi nishi mwachitrefi. Mwariba achamu enso mwaributu ike. Kuti kwa boku beba mashu ayengi. But not with Jesus. He doesn't remind us about our own past, about our own failures, and about our own shortcomings. And for him, the focus is the mission. The focus is the agenda of saving mankind. And indeed, that is the mission of Jesus. He comes not to reprimand. He comes not to prove a point to the disciples. He comes not to frustrate them, because he knows they are already vulnerable. They are already weak. And so, he comes to uplift them. Tonton kanyeni pamuntu mnenu wa mstechintu chabi pakulu moko. Tonton kanyeni pamuntu mnenu wa mstri frustrate. Tonton kanyeni pamuntu mnenu utala ndrifu sumapali imwe. Tonton kanyeni pamuntu mwenu wa maumfiro kutila, he has been putting you down. Whatever you do, this person is on you trying to pull you down. And when you are uplifted, and when all is well with you, what is your reaction to these people? What would be your reaction to these people? Don faba mo vala pepa na mapepo ayatali atwemfu mwere sande fwa balwa nivangi kaba pere miyake ingi ya kuikala bakuti baka moneko yon kaba mubuchindami tewefini na banga tawele mubuchindami. Sometimes you would want prayers that are so full of vengeance, because we want to hit back. We want to frustrate. want to prove ourselves to be far much better and superior to other people. But with Jesus, he is in their midst, not wanting to prove a point, but simply focused on the mission. And the mission, the focus of Jesus, is the salvation of mankind. And so, he takes a very big risk, a risk of trusting timid and weak men who ran away from him. He comes to trust them. He comes to put his confidence in these same people. And so he charged them with a responsibility. Go forth, therefore, to the whole world and proclaim the good news. Echitemuiko chakwaresa mukulu. Echitemuiko ichakula. Panduchitemuiko echakwilanga na kumuntu wine uwa kuchitire akantu. Efintu Kristu achita mubushiku bwalelo. Echo mushikubwalelo, turese fia inshikunkulu ya divine mercy. It is that mercy of God that we celebrate today. The mercy that is able to forgive. Mercy that is able to reconcile. The mercy that is able to empower and to energize. Mercy that is able to make people start afresh in their lives. And so Jesus comes in our lives, not to remind you about your past. He knows your past so well. He knows your struggles of life. He knows all the challenges that you have gone through. He understands. And so when you meet Jesus, he doesn't remind you about how sinful you were in the past and what you did in the past. He comes to trust you again. And he comes to give you a responsibility, because future lies, hope lies in the future. It is in the future where there is life. So today, as we come to meet Jesus in the Eucharist, and as we come to meet Jesus in the world, let us think of his loving mercy. Let us think of his loving attitude towards the sinner, towards the disappointing, the betrayers, and indeed the people who are so negative in life. His is not to condemn, but to uplift. Mekuinga tuimiaba munine fwe, abali mubu mkukwa, abali mubu afya, naba tuchitire akantu. Echo mshibwale lo, as a community of believers, we are to pray one for the other, that ours may be not a spirit of vengeance, but the spirit of uplifting and giving life to our brothers and sisters. My brothers and sisters in Christ, as we contemplate the life of Thomas and the attitude of Jesus towards sinners, what remains is you and me to think critically. Do we take the character of Thomas, the character of withdrawing from other people, the character of criticizing everything that other people are doing, the character of being negative about everything in life? There are people who criticize everything in life. They would criticize from zero to Z. They would criticize left, right, and center. They were specialized in seeing negativity in life. So good about seeing mistakes in life. So good at seeing failure in life. Specialized in seeing what is not working. They are ready to see what is not working, not what is working. Even when you light these lights up there, they will focus on that one. They will not pay attention to where they are. They are such people. And in their mind, they think, what is your attitude? Is your attitude that of negative? And you always see things from the negative point of view, that things are not working out. Take responsibility and be in charge. There will be no one who will be in charge until you take responsibility. Until you realize that if you are on a car, it will not pay to criticize and to be negative. Until you take an action. And so today we are being invited not to be like Thomas, who saw things from the failure point of view. But ours is to see things from the brighter side, from the brighter point of view. Tefion semkwa ifya onaika. And if you are fine, takuri unduka firungisha, unless we take a responsibility, unless we do something. Charo cha Zambia tapenda ngumo kachirungisha. Mafwewe netu achirungisha. Ngati wamune fiso so firi mmusebo mu. Shaba pose fiso so mmusebo ni bani. Bali baba kanzo wabisa mpose fiso so mmusebo. Na manga ndemo tuika nanga mwalesha kunse ya mmusebo kumwesu. Mwalesa nga njimkuri fiso so. Uwabikako nani. Nambo waunaura nani. Until we begin to say that we are responsible. Ere tuinga wamiye chalo. Ere tuinga wamiye wikashi. It will not pay to be all negative through and through. And so, the life of withdrawal is not good enough. There are some people who have withdrawn. For them, it doesn't pay to come to church. It doesn't make any sense. Only when there is a funeral, that's when they will push in a form. Yo mkwai vale isa na kuchechi wino wino. Mkwai see what you can do. They have withdrawn. They only appear nga kulifirilo. And so for them, church is simply a burial site. But the life we are called to be as Christians is not a life of withdrawal, but a life of fellowship. To interact and to live with other people. And to enjoy communion with our brothers and sisters. That is the more reason why we are Christians. To enjoy and interact life with our brothers. And at the point of giving up, ours is not to withdraw, but to face the challenges head on. Come what may. Is it frustrations? We are to face the challenges head on. Withdraw doesn't pay. There are times when you meet people, mabe pusha, ah, nafto ayu wakatori kaifwe. They retired a long time. But life as it is, remember it has got challenges. There will be a time ile chikakubwe shapa anono kufie. Chikakuleta pa anono, you still need Father Martin. At one time in life, you still need Father Martin. And so when you are strong, when all is well with you, be active in communion and in fellowship with your fellow Christians. A life of withdrawal doesn't pay. A life of thinking, I can do it all by myself, doesn't pay. There will be a time when you need Father Martin. There will be a time when you need Nabakafwa. Bakafwa kabalomba. Kanshina fia shupa. Please, kanshina meniko fia kafwa. Bapa bulambo. We need each other in life. And so we cannot live a life of withdrawal. We are to be there for each other. We are to be there to support each other. And so our lives as Christians is a life of communion. A life of fellowship. Not a life of withdrawal. Be available for your friends. Be available for your fellow Christians. They need you. They say at the best of your life, do the best for God and for the church. We pray therefore one for the other, that we may realize that we have this mammoth responsibility, a responsibility of building the church, where love and mercy, where forgiveness and peace, where justice flourishes. A community which promotes true brother and sisterhood. A community where true love indeed flourishes and we are to cherish it. Therefore, let us not be like the doubting Thomas. You can ask questions, you can live a life of withdrawal, but what at the end of it all, be in support with what others are doing. And where they fail because you are not giving them a hand. Wherever you see something is not working out well, it's because you are not helping them. And so typical Christians are those who are there to help each other and to render a helping hand to the people who need help. Last but not the least, just comes to breathe on them. Receive the Spirit. And what Spirit? This should take us back to creation. That when God created this world, He created it out of nothing. There was only the Spirit of God hovering everywhere. It is out of the Spirit that God made this world and things came into being. And when God made man, He had to breathe into the nostril, giving life. And so Jesus is now giving flesh life to you and to me. is breathing the Spirit of God amongst us, that we may receive a Spirit, the Spirit of new life, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of joy, and the Spirit of courage to soldier on. And so, let us live as a resurrected community, a community that has received new life, a community that has received power. When you read Romans chapter 8, there we are reminded that the Spirit we have received is not the spirit of timidity, it's not the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, the spirit of joy, and the spirit of courage. We pray therefore one for the other, that indeed the Spirit that God is breathing on all of us may be truly active in us, and we may once again arise. Some people would say, Catholics, we are a sleeping giant. A giant that is sleeping. Giant that is sleeping. What can we do to energize, to revitalize our community, that for once we can have an experience of the risen Lord in our families, in our church, and indeed wherever we are found? May the Lord bless his way.